It was once the hardest place for protesters to access and voice their demands. But for the fifth day, people are holding a sit-in in front of Sudan's presidential palace in Khartoum. They're demanding the transitional government step down.
I was in the revolution. I was supposed to be represented in this government, but I don't see anything that represents me. A few parties took over the revolution and stole it. We want the military to dissolve the civilian government. Let them remove the prime minister and all the committees that have been formed.
The country is destroyed. People are hungry. Students can't learn. Those in the hospital can't get the treatment. We demand the government leave and free and fair elections be held. Let the military dissolve the government and take over.
These are mostly supporters of the National Charter Alliance, a dissident group from the Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition. That's the coalition that led months of anti-government protests in 2019, resulting in the military ousting of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. But for months, the coalition has been divided. The National Charter Alliance says the Forces of Freedom and Change has sidelined many groups that took part in the revolution, and it's demanded the interim government be dissolved, despite the fact some of its leaders hold positions in it. Some of those here are from Darfur, where the leaders of the National Charter Alliance have a base amongst those displaced by the region's war. Others say they came because they're angry about the government's economic performance. The location of the sit-in has raised questions about the role of the military in the transitional government. While the head of the Sovereignty Council, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has said he's committed to Sudan's transition to democracy, his silence about the sit-in right outside the presidential palace has been noticeable. And it comes at a time when tensions are rising between the military and civilian leadership. An attempted coup last month has further strained relations between the two sides in government. The civilian leaders have accused supporters of the former government of being behind the failed coup. Since the sit-in started, the soldiers around the palace have provided protection for the protesters, leading those opposing it to accuse the military of being biased. It's also prompted rallies in other areas of Khartoum and other states. Thousands of young people gathered in preparation for Thursday, the anniversary of Sudan's first revolution in 1964. Many say they reject the sit-in and what it calls for.
It's like, I don't see how it would be necessary to negotiate something so obvious, in a way. It just feels like the right choice would be to have a civil government, purely civil. There is no place for a military rule.
Sudan's prime minister wants to hold talks to ease the political divide, while both sides have called for their supporters to turn up for separate protests. The divisions now seem to move from meeting rooms to Sudan streets. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.